You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So as far as the going back to what we were talking about with the Dodgers,
yes,
success base, isn't DeMarco this what every fan is thinking? Like, what if my team had endless resources and said yes to everything?
Yeah,
that's what this is.
How, yeah, you don't want this, you're lying.
$700 million.
No doubt.
Who's the next best guy? Yamamoto. How much is he going to cost? I don't know. $325 million.
Yeah.
Go get this free agent left fielder that's an all star player that just and just pay everybody.
Yeah.
And don't
yeah.
worry about it. Just pay everybody.
Who doesn't want a rich dad? Come on, that pays for everything. It only pays for an opportunity, a chance to win the World Series. Like you said, anything can happen. Checkbooks are one thing. You got to go out and win the darn thing. But, yeah, everybody wants to be in this situation.
What are the
That's
other
why everybody
guys,
hates the Dodgers right now.
I was just going to say,
yeah,
you were on teams that were both really good, and you were on teams that struggled. When you're on a team, and football's a little different because it's capped and all that stuff, but is there jealousy?
I'd rather be hated,
stuff?
Man.
I appreciate you asking me that,
yeah.
Travis. I do think...
When you're, I mean, I'd rather be hated. When you're good, that means, or when people love you, that probably means you're not very good. You're the try-hard team.
The underdog.
You're doing
underdog.
As hard as, yeah, you're gritty and gutty. I mean, I want to be the most hated squad in the country. That means we're good.
It's
we got
compliment.
Money.
Well, we
it's
are that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
They hate the Dodgers.
Of course.
Yeah,
you should hate the Dodgers.
That's a new thing.
What's your martini plan for today?
My martini plan is, let's see, at 1:12,
yes,
when we take over, not drinking.
Okay.
And then not drink it for the rest of the
show. No.
I'm not doing
o'clock,
it. I'm not doing
he's
it.
Going we're getting hard. One in him.
He's going to have
one in
three
no,
in an hour.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not. I'm just not.
Yeah.
These guys are like, oh, no, do it. Were you here last time, Ben? God.
I was.
Were you here? Yeah.
Oh, God.
You
pressured me.
By the time we even went on the air, I was like totally
It was so
up.
Weird. Dude. It was so weird looking at him because when it was happening, I'm like, is Mace on vacation or is he have a show?
What did it look like?
It was Morales.
Yeah.
Morales is like, come on, have another one.
Do you do it? Do you have a tell?
Like, tell
like with, I've had a little bit too
it?
Much to drink.
If I use this phrase, where am I?
Yeah.
Like, in other words, I'm telling a story.
Yeah. Oh.
And I lose my spot in the story, so I say, where am I?
What was I saying?
Where am I? Because
awesome.
I just don't know exactly where I was going to go.
How many times
so
did you say
he
it
has
that
to re- Juan will have to remind me at home because we'll be having a conversation. I'll say, where am I? And he'll say, don't worry, it wasn't very good.
Wow.
Well, I admit it. I just am guilty. I'm like, oh, I'm feeling good right now.
Yeah, I feel it.
You'll self-report?
I admit it.
Are you coming to Yalla Crew tomorrow night?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, come on, man. Come on.
I would be feeling good if I was there.
Oh, we are
feeling great.
DeMarco's coming, right?
We're coming.
We're going
to
DeMarco.
Rock. Yeah.
Look at you.
Kid, 9 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Are you a Yacht Rock fan?
Kid goes to bed at 8.
Yeah.
It's Friday. I'm going out.
Trav goes out typically around 9 o'clock at
See?
Night. So Trav might be in. For
everybody's
this
in. We're good.
Here's,
we're out.
Here's the cool thing. So the whiskey is a legendary spot, right?
Yeah.
So we are actually going to be on stage at the Whiskey introducing Yachtly Crew.
Oh, wow.
Not
no
just
kidding.
The idea of I'm on stage at the Whiskey is gigantic.
Who's the we?
Me, Morales, and Cappy.
Wow. You
got
to do that.
I've got a sailor suit.
They've
awesome. Got, I think they got fancy sport jacket things they've got. We have all got the sailor's caps.
Describe
we're ready
the
to go.
Sailor suit, please.
At the Whiskey.
The sailor suit is all white.
Okay.
And it's got one of those scarfs, like a blue scarf.
Oh, like you're like an enlisted
an
in the Navy kind of
exactly.
situation.
It's like Fleet Week.
You're like a swabby.
Yes, yes.
Mace, you should go way too long on the introduction.
No, just
where they're
take
basically
up some time.
Like, come on.
Till they run
go.
You off?
Get
yeah,
out of here.
That's awesome.
Let's do some Gino Minnelli.
Was this something that you had previously, or did you have to go find this
I had to
item?
Go buy a sailor suit. Yeah, I did not have. That was not part of the current
rotation.
Fantasy, yeah, we did not. We were not
hey, look,
playing
no
sailor.
No judgment.
At home.
I'm just asking.
Yeah. Hey, let's play sailor.
Hey, let's
never
play
happened.
Sailor.
Come aboard, sailor.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So to speak.
You're on Fleet Week.
It's
That's
Fleet
right.
Week.
Oh,
yeah.
Cheers,
That's
cheers
right.
to everybody. Cheers.
DeMarco.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
there was
I'm here. I'm Crypto Ray's here.
Yeah.
Cheers. If you had a sailor suit available to you, yes, no.
If I had a sailor
suit. If somebody said, hey, DeMarco, I got a sailor suit and what are you, a 48
yeah.
long?
What am I going to do with it?
You're going to come on up on stage and crew.
Would I wear a sailor suit on stage?
Yes.
Come on.
If I'm hanging out with Slee and feeling pretty good?
Yeah, there
absolutely.
You go. There you go. Right. No, it'll be fun. But I'm disappointed you're not going to be there. It's not your scene, is it?
No, it has nothing to do with that. It's not scene related. It's previously engaged.
Oh, right. Dinner Friday night, Susan, martini.
If it was any other day.
No, it's not. Well, that's mostly true. But it's senior year of high school baseball. The boys got a handful of guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's one of those.
Priorities. I get it.
Have you been to the Whiskey before? You're from here.
I have been once. Was a sophomore in college.
Mm. That's a big deal, man. I mean, the Whiskey. That's everybody who's anybody has been
here. Whiskey.
That's awesome.
Have you been? Yes.
Yeah, who have you seen?
I saw Stevie Nicks.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she was there spinning around. That's all that lady does. So spins around.
It's oddly sing beautifully. Are you hating
she's
on
got,
Stevie
no,
Nicks?
No, she's got a great voice, but I mean, all she
is
does
she a
is
spinner?
Spin.
He meant
she's
a spinner,
like,
huh?
You think she's going to be Britney Spears out
she's
there?
She's got like this black flowing thing. Dumb. She's spinning around.
So your takeaway.
I thought she was great. Oh, landslide all day long.
Oh, my God.
She's a spinner.
Sounds like you hate her. It's great.
I saved it with landslide all day long, did I not?
Kind of. Yeah. She's a gypsy.
Em, have you been to the Whiskey yet?
I've not been inside the Whiskey. I've been outside, like bars outside of it, but I haven't been inside.
Man, legendary.
To your point, though, you're not far off that Hollywood Boulevard and that whole part of town is not really me.
Right.
Nor do I think of you when I think
Why
of
Why you staying out at the Vipe back in the day?
You're the Viper Room
I was the Viper Room
I had to go to Vanderpump.
I've been there.
Oh, they got their restaurant.
What is it called? Surf?
Juan's sister came to town, and that's all
Love
she
Vanderpump.
Wanted to see was Sir.
Yeah.
So we went there. And by the way, just a regular, not really, just overrated.
You just have to like Vanderpump to see the people that are on the show, and that's why you would go and see it. But yeah, not my scene either. But I like Saddleback Ranch in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun, cheaper drinks, great. Has a mechanical bull.
Yeah.
You guys get on the mechanical bull?
No, I've not.
Been
I have not ridden the bull, but my friends have ridden the bull after we had brunch there because they have bottomless brunch.
Oh,
for like
that's
what,
how you get people on the bull.
Like $30.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, nice.
If I get one of those, I'm going.
Bottomless brunch, Sundays, I'm assuming.
And Saturdays. At Saddleback Ranch.
Who's in? Riding the mechanical bull. Trav?
I'm in the bottomless brunch part.
I'll
watch you ride the bull.
I'll ride the bull. You would end up with
a broken neck if you rode the bull.
Now, here's the thing. I wanted to do today, and Bergman keeps vetoing this.
What happened? LeBron vetoed
I want to do the milk crate challenge, but nobody will let me do it.
Mason, you'll hurt
you're
yourself,
break
bro.
Yourself.
You'll break yourself up. Come on, that's crazy.
You're in your mind.
Trav, you know what that is, right?
Yes.
The milk crate challenge?
Yes.
Bro.
Come on.
You would just got to walk really still.
Yeah, that would work out great for you.
Really
with your
still.
Notorious balance, your core control.
Yeah. Now I want to see you do it. Now I really want to see you do it.
Two things I know about, balance and core control.
Yeah. I'm sure they got milk crates in here somewhere.
Trav, you've known Mason for about 15 years now. What do you think of him what's the first thing that comes to mind? Balance and core control.
Balance and core control.
Not at all.
Yeah. Well, you heard what I'm going to do.
That's your yoga thing. That's your kind of zen.
Oh, it is my zen. If you zen that thing, you can just get right across it.
What are you going to do?
So I'm working with a trainer guy. His name is Steve Zim. And we are going to what's that? First pitch?
First pitch.
Oh, well, here we go. Let's drop that. Tyler Glass now on the mound for the Los Angeles
that is some
Dodgers.
Strong flow, by the way.
He looks like one of the baseball furies from the Warriors, doesn't he? Without the face paint, doesn't he? That's him.
That's good hair.
I'm telling you.
Was it 5 years, $120 million?
Yeah. There you go.
First pitch.
We're winning the World Series. 0-1.
We're underway.
I keep forgetting they started two games. They already played two games.
Brendan Donovan leading off for the Cardinals.
The Amazing Race is off. Look at
this. Yeah.
Yep.
162 games, people. This is number one.
This is number three.
Oh, give it to him. Come on.
The first two I didn't
realize. You hired a trainer as a trainer.
Oh, yeah, as a trainer. And he has done these, like, superhero body transformation things. Like, for example, he trained Christian Bale. When he was getting ready for Batman and got him all, you know, yoked up.
You got that guy?
So I got that guy. And starting Monday, I'm going to start going through this transformation and training with him. And he says that in 6 months, I will look like a superhero.
Natty or not?
Where's Rachel?
Wow.
Natty or not?
That
Oh, Natty.
Right?
Natty.
Okay.
Although, you know, who cares? Why?
Right. That's why.
Well, I mean,
why not?
The doctor might
why
care.
Why not?
I mean, love lies
beating
it up.
Okay, but isn't, look, let me full disclosure. I'm not a doctor. I've had doctors tell me it's not nearly as bad as people make it sound to be.
Like, what? Steroids?
The non-Natty route.
Oh
yeah.
To boost your testosterone and all this other stuff and to build muscle, that this is a very safe, effective, quick route to all these
sorts
of things.
If it's a difference between me being here and being in Avengers 10, I will.
You will take it.
I will take it.
Very likely. Why and what's the goal?
My 60th birthday is next year.
Okay.
So I just want to be at my absolute
best
peak
shape
at 60.
Good
best shape
you
of my life.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Good for you.
I
you want
cut
a six
some weight.
Pack? Do you want, like, what are you
looking
for? I'll
settle for a two-pack.
You're going to look?
Two-pack.
Swole?
Swole.
You look like far
Yo,
over here?
Getting there.
See? Yeah.
The answer was you want to see 61.
61.
And 62.
Yes,
and
exactly.
63. That's
you
right.
Just take a long walk every day.
There
right?
we go. Every day.
All right. By the
but
way, how,
time it up.
You're walking like 10,000 steps a day, are you not?
For the month of March, I'm averaging 12.
Nice, man.
Way to go.
See, you know, I've heard from doctors and all that that is like a
walking,
totally healthy, really great way to go.
But I'm not going to look like Batman.
No, you will not look like Batman.
I'm Batman.
You will not look like Batman.
You're also not going to pay a trainer.
This is true.
I'm Batman. That's what yes. I will be able to say in 6 months.
Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out Burger, that's what a hamburger is all about. Thank you to everybody who came out
Let's
to
go.
See us this morning. Mason and Ireland coming up next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. What's going on, Clearman's Galley?
We are live at Clearman's Galley in San Gabriel, and we are here for Dodgers opening day. Tyler Glasnow on the mound for the Dodgers, and Will Smith.
Baseball.
Pop fly out of bounds, catches the ball there, and that is the side retired. So the Dodgers will come up at the bottom of the first. DeMarco, what's going on, man?
What's happening, my man?
Oh,
you gotta turn your microphone on.
Try this.
Here we go.
There we go.
What's happening, my man?
Everything's good, man.
I am disappointed in you.
In what way?
You were supposed to have a martini by now. Everyone is hoping and begging you to have a martini.
No,
you keep saying
three
no.
By now. Cast three by says now. Don't.
Why, Casper?
Why? Why?
He says no.
No, don't listen to him.
It's,
listen to us.
I agree with Casper.
Listen
Casper.
To your friends. Yes. All your people.
You listen to our friends.
You are not
you.
My friends
Casper's
if you're telling
guy.
Me to get drunk.
No, we want you.
You're not my friend.
We're here. We're going to take care of you.
I question whether you're my friend.
I am really disappointed.
No,
I thought
we are your friends.
And I love this thing. The boss right says, there. Do it.
Yes.
Just go ahead and do
you've
it.
You've got
and
the biggest hall pass in the world.
We want you to do it.
It's opening day.
DeMarco,
come on.
You get it. DeMarco gets it. You don't understand.
DeMarco, why don't you drink?
I said I'd go with you. Now you're going to make me go by myself.
Should we get
I'm waiting
two
on
martinis?
You.
Oh, God.
This is our first remote. Break. I'm dying
Pepe,
to do a remote.
Are you going
to
have a martini?
Pepe, are you going to have a martini?
Come on.
Come on, Pepe.
Come on.
When
come
Pepe
on.
Starts, that's when I start.
Somebody has to have some kind of sense here. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
Greg.
Somebody has to have some sort of sense.
Greg
some,
can have sense.
And Greg, by exactly. Greg, sense.
We're talking about Dodgers. This is easy stuff.
We need some kind of focus.
That's focus. Right. We have to
focus. Yes.
Focusing.
Wow. So happy. This is cool. A lot of blue in here.
A lot of blue in here. Place
I like
is
it.
Packed.
Yeah.
And we haven't been here for a couple of years, right? It's been 2 years since we've been to Clearman's.
Yeah.
And the last time was the very memorable meltdown.
Well, is it memorable? Do you actually remember it?
I do remember it.
Do you?
Like, I remember this. Saying, hey, wait a minute. It's my
this
show.
Is my did show. He really say that?
Oh, yeah.
He
yeah,
really said
so
that.
So this is what happened. Yeah. I mean, you didn't hear the story. So it was we were sitting right here, yeah. And Ireland was trying to have a conversation with Mason. He's got one arm on the table, and he's going, yeah, you know, it's
totally
Mason, this is the game. And he goes.
He's gone.
He literally sits there and he turns to me and he goes, Greg.
Oh.
So the
and then I say, hey, wait a minute. It's still my show.
Oh, my God.
Exactly
wow.
how it all went
so,
down.
Wow. So that's going to happen. That's going to happen. Happen today again?
No.
Keep
yeah, that's moderation. One. Come on.
I'm that's in the middle of the fairway all day today.
No.
Yes.
You had a gummy before you came in.
No, I do not. I never gummy on the show. But I just read a story about a stand-up comic who gummied and I guess just lost their, you know what, on the on
oh,
stage.
Yeah, I heard really? About this dude. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I cannot function on a gummy.
You'll know his face. He bombed completely.
He bombed
it was terrible.
Completely.
Yeah,
they
it was
ran
terrible.
Him out of town. Yes.
Yeah, it was horrible. And you know the guy. Yeah, it was just.
Oh, know the guy.
Yeah, it seemed like it hit him right when the show started.
Yeah, right like, when the show started. He was like, yeah. Bam.
So we have had multiple people come into the studio and be totally not gummied up. They just stink of it. And they do a great show.
Who?
Oh, who comes in stinking?
I wonder who you're talking about.
Who comes in
multiple
stinking?
Multiple people. There's multiple people.
I wonder
that
who you're talking
guests
about.
Guests or hosts?
You know who
coming
it is.
In stinking.
I know who it is.
Some yes. people still come on the air. Some people yeah. don't. But they come in and just are absolutely
come on.
Hammered.
You got a descent.
I truly could not function.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Could not I couldn't do a show on a gummy. I obviously couldn't do a show on a martini.
No.
So what about a gummy and a martini?
Oh,
he's done.
You know what we call cross that, Pepe? We call that crossfade.
Yeah, he's done.
When you crossfade,
you'll be flying.
Yes. Oh, I will not even
know that. Hey, Pepe, if you were on the Laker broadcast crossfaded, could you do the show?
No.
No?
No.
What about if you were single fade?
I would love to hear it.
Not at all. Not at all.
Can you do this show crossfaded?
No.
Oh, you probably actually
it's
can.
Really hard.
You totally can't.
It is
totally
really hard to do it, like, in my whole senses with a whole bunch of guys like you.
Right, right. Exactly.
You gotta let go, Pepe.
I think you'd get mad at us.
If I get control? Stupid, then I'd be at the same level as you guys.
By the way, right. Mookie Betts is at the plate right now, which means we are one batter away from Shohei Ohtani's Dodger Stadium debut, regular season debut.
Full count.
A nice gold chain, too.
And he has
full
a
count.
Chain.
Miles Mikolas.
Come on.
And
walk. Okay. All right. Here
that
we go.
Means we'll have a runner at first, Mookie, with Shohei.
Shohei
comes stepping to the plate.
Look at that.
There we go. Clearman's Galley. Get excited.
Hey, I bet you he hits home run.
Dodger Stadium debut for Shohei Ohtani.
I bet that place is going wild.
Look at the size of him.
Yeah. Look, everyone's wow. standing. Look,
everybody's
how
standing.
Many
come on.
How many people are actually watching the game?
Look how many people are holding their cameras.
Everybody.
Everybody's
first
got
swing
their
home
I
run.
I want to get his first swing.
Oh, he wanted it. You
yeah,
know
he
that he wanted
that.
A swing first swing.
Please outside, drove out. It down yeah. the left field
please
line.
Please don't strike out.
I mean, he strikes out a lot.
Please don't strike out.
He does strike out a lot.
Please don't strike out. Everybody's standing.
I mean, you know, it's
come
all right.
Come on. Everybody's ready for Ohtani. I see Ohtani jerseys here at Cleveland.
I wonder if he had a gummy.
Think he had a gummy? No, I do not believe he did.
No?
No.
Gummy?
Not
okay, he's not ready? Okay, he's not going to bomb?
Here's the 0-1 swung on.
Hey, you
want to
bet that he goes in?
No. You want to bet he hits a home run? No.
Pepe will take that bet.
I'll take that action.
Wow. Come on.
Down 0-2.
You know what? Travis said, like, there's a lot swirling around this guy.
Yeah.
If you look at him, you never know.
No. The well, we're going to find out, though, can he perform with everything swirling around him? Can he compartmentalize all that stuff?
Ooh.
Takes
good
ball
eye.
One.
Good eye.
One
good eye.
Two.
Good
come
eye.
On. Look at this. The whole room.
If Shohei Ohtani was walking down the street in Los Angeles, people will recognize
everybody
him.
Would know him.
Yeah, you have to.
Everybody would know him. I think he was walking down the street in Los
Angeles.
Oh, got
it.
Oh,
yeah, go around the base. Come on.
Look at this crowd. Mookie Betts is
on that. Oh, no,
hold up
Mookie.
At
oh, you could have gone, Mookie. You forget a gun.
Yeah. Look at that.
Oh, no,
no.
Shohei got hung up between second and third, and he's
Shohei,
be out.
Come on. You got to know how to run the bases, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, saying, base running error on Shohei Ohtani.
Right off the bat.
Wow.
That was Mookie's fault because Mookie did turn like he was going to go and came back. And
No. What does that tell you? Ohtani is not totally concentrated.
Ohtani can do no wrong.
Oh,
come
on. Pepe says Ohtani's not completely concentrated.
I think Mookie blew that
What do you mean he's not concentrating? He has to be.
With everything that is going on.
I think Mookie blew that one.
You think he's.
Yeah.
That's Mookie
blew that one.
That's on Mookie.
It was a double to the right field.
infield corner. Mookie Betts was on first base, came to third, and looked like he was rounding, and Shohei Ohtani got hung up between second and third.
What are you holding up for?
He went
stopped. Yeah, then, it was there. He's signaling, go back, go back, go back.
What are you saving
for? He thought he was going to go home.
And Shohei slipped, and
he's telling him hung out to go back.
That was on Mookie. Mookie stopped.
I mean, what are you saving it for? It's come on.
Runner on third.
You got to be aggressive there. Come on. Let's get some dust.
Yeah, that was bad base running. Yeah. On one side or the other, it was bad.
But he got a hit, though. Come on.
Okay, yeah.
That was awesome.
By the way, let's not bury the lead. It was a double.
Yeah.
He hit a double in his first at bat at Dodger Stadium.
But this is what you're going to see most of the time because Freddie Freeman is going to be up with guys on base constantly.
Yes, he is. He's going to see a lot of RBI chances for sure.
And he would have had two guys in scoring position I think
Freddie is going to wind up with 140 RBIs.
You think? Wow.
Yeah, I do.
You're going to have opportunities.
Would you go over? I would go the 150. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think he is going to drive in a ton of runs. Yeah.
He's going to have all the chances in the world.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know where we are in a clock right now because I don't see one.
Oh, I got to run right here. You can do a read here if you want.
All right, let's do that.
Wait, you want to wait till the inning kind of gets a little
bit
going?
I'll wait till the inning.
Remember, breaks don't matter.
Oh, breaks. I forgot. Did you know that, DeMarco? Breaks don't matter anymore.
No, I can't get over the size of Ohtani. That is one big dude.
We got to at least see Freddie.
Oh. Yeah.
There's the 0-1 to Freddie.
That was 3-1.
And 3-1, grounds and foul.
3-2.
So bases, a runner on third. Full count.
You're a baseball guy.
Yes.
Would you rather hit in front of Ohtani or be Freddie
behind?
Freeman? Behind him?
Behind. You're going to get so many RBI pitches.
But yeah. Mookie, what pressure? You got to get on base because of who's coming behind you.
Full count pitch. Swung on and grounded up the
ball. There's a run. There you go.
Look at that.
1-0 Doyers.
1-0 Dodgers on top.
So I want to be behind because you're going to have guys in runners in scoring position all the time. So you have to get – a pitcher has to give you good
– Oh, I feel you.
But they cannot go around.
But who's got the most pressure, in your opinion?
The most pressure is probably
the guy
Mookie
in front.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
I want to be the guy in the back. You got to get on base
with Ohtani coming behind you. That's scary.
You have a little pressure. I mean, there's pressure, obviously, as a three-hitter, but less.
Generally speaking, your most accomplished hitter is in the three-hole.
Yes.
And I think Freddie, you can certainly make the case that he's right there, and he's going to have ducks on the pond every time.
He already has one run.
He's right there.
He's on his way to 140. Exactly right. There's the new $140 million man, Will Smith, signed that extension yesterday, 10 years, $140 million.
It's also his birthday today. Happy birthday, Will
Smith.
Happy
birthday, Will Smith.
How much did they pay him?
140.
Yeah, every day is his birthday right now. Yeah, happy birthday to me every single day. Wow.
Yeah, 29th birthday. By the way, Carlos Cisu.
Yes, congratulations.
Congratulations
Carlos.
To Carlos Cisu, who is our social media star.
Isla. Isla Cisu.
Oh, I love that name. Yeah. Isla Cisu. Welcome. Carlos having a big year. Got married last year, kid now.
Isla?
Isla, I-S-L-A.
Oh, all right.
You like it?
Yeah. I have a present with no name in my car, so now I can put Isla.
There you go. All right, Will Smith at the plate. There's a runner at first. That's Freddie Freeman. The 0-2 swung out
right up in the middle.
Look at you. The most hated fan base in the world. Look at you. All happy. I love
it. Yeah. Boy, wouldn't it be great to string along
what?
A crooked number in the first inning of the first game
go
at
all
Dodger
the way.
Stadium?
Yep. Go heel on them.
Yeah. By the way, we are at Clearman's Galley. The place is packed. You're invited. We're on Rosemead Boulevard in San Gabriel, and it's a great spot to watch the game. Tons of Dodger blue. A lot of Ohtani jerseys here. Ohtani t-shirts and Ohtani jerseys.
People are like, yeah.
There's also other jerseys, like the Yankees jersey for Aaron Judge.
There's got to be a Freddie.
There's always that guy.
There's a Mets jersey over there.
Why Mets?
I saw a Yankees jersey.
I saw a t-shirt with Vin Scully on it.
Yeah, those are the
best. There's a Brooklyn Dodgers shirt. Yeah.
There's a guy. Yeah. Raider Rubin is wearing an Atlanta Braves jersey.
Just randomly.
Atlanta Braves. Come on.
Yeah, there's they're putting up the quote now. Miles Mikolas is the pitcher facing the Dodgers.
And he's getting smacked.
He is getting knocked around a little bit, and he's the one who said the Dodgers are just playing checkbook baseball.
Looks like Tom Selleck, doesn't he? Look at him.
He's had four guys come up. They've all gotten hits.
He is working the stash pretty hard, isn't he?
Working the stash, right?
Yeah, he's working that stash hard. Yeah.
Mookie walked.
The 0-1.
Right field, and it is
at the warning track and caught.
Oh, man. Muncy's going to get so many home runs this year.
But
there you go.
Freddie tags and heads home. It's 2-0. All right, Greg's making the international sign for break.
That's when you do this.
Yes.
Crack your hands.
As we go along here today, we will also get into some Lakers. They won again last night. The third quarter, I thought, oh, man, Memphis is going to do to them what they did to Milwaukee the night before, but they dug in and they won that game last night.
Did you think of the mirror?
They did. End of the third quarter. Yeah, it was the mirror. It was the mirror. All right, Clearman's Galley live, Rosemead Boulevard, San Gabriel. Dodgers already up 2-0, two away, first inning. We're coming right back on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Already up 2-0. Little John Fogerty center field, second inning. Tyler Glasnow on the mound for the Dodgers. It's me, it's DeMarco, it's Pepe Mantilla the Great. Everybody wave to Pepe. Wave to Pepe.
Wave to Pepe.
Waving to Pepe.
Wave
there
to Pepe.
There you go. Pepe getting a lot of waves today. Pepe, by the way, styled up in the Dodgers Kobe Bryant jersey. I love that.
Yeah, you did. I love that jersey. Did you get it at Dodger Stadium when they were giving it away last year, Pepe? You can turn on your microphone and say yes.
Hey, there you go.
Just press the button. That's it.
Yes.
Yes. What is the next question? What is the next question?
Are you sure you haven't been drinking, Pepe?
Wow.
You want to drink?
Just a single yes.
No.
DeMarco's here as well. We're at Clearman's Galley in on Rosemead Boulevard in San Gabriel, and everybody's invited out here. Big day to party with Dodgers opening day. Greg, when will you get to a Dodgers game? Greg?
I want to go next week. I want to try and go Monday. I don't think there's anything going on Monday. You want to go Monday?
I'm going Sunday.
It might rain out.
I'm going, nah. There's only been one rain out in, like, years.
Rain Saturday for sure.
It's supposed to rain Saturday and Sunday.
So
it's supposed to rain Easter Sunday? Because we're going to go for Easter on Sunday.
Oh, it's probably been pretty empty. That's not a bad idea.
No, it's actually pretty full.
Is it?
Yeah.
Damn.
I got good field seats for it.
Nice.
Yeah.
You have an extra one? Can I have it?
No. No.
Wow.
I tried.
I don't blame you for trying. So,
are you going to go, DeMarco? When are you going to the game?
Soon. I have to take my daughter, though.
Yeah.
I have to take the whole family. Okay. I can't go by myself.
Why not?
It's a baseball game. It's a Dodger game. I have to take the family. I have to, you know, come on.
I mean, I understand.
Yeah.
So, I heard them earlier talking about they did a draft of foods that are available at Dodger Stadium or when you go to a ball game. What is your official ball game regimen, Pepe? If you go to a Dodgers game, what do you order?
Well, in the summertime, for sure, I'll have a beer.
Of course, yeah.
And hot dog, nachos.
Hot dog, Dodger dog, nachos.
That's
nachos in the helmet?
No, nachos.
Oh, regular. Come on. Helmet.
No, nachos.
Come on.
Too expensive.
Oh. Yeah.
There you go.
Regular nachos.
Okay, regular nachos. DeMarco, what about you?
Same. I told you, hot dog, beer to start, and then at some point in the day, I'm going for the nachos.
See, I have started skipping the Dodger dog and going straight to the helmet nachos.
Yep.
Straight to the helmet
Why'd
nachos.
Why'd you skip the dog?
Because it's not
the real Dodger dog the way it used to be. It's some other off-brand. It's not even Farmer John anymore.
Doesn't
it's
taste
like
good?
Santorini or something?
Yeah. Something.
Just don't like it?
Yeah.
Santorini Brothers, I think it's called.
Okay. So you go straight for the helmet
nachos.
So it's
spongy and...
It's just something about baseball. I have to have a hot dog.
Yeah, I hear you.
I have to.
I hear you.
Yeah.
How about you?
I go to Michelada because they're delicious and I love the tequila.
I've not acquired a taste for Michelada.
I got it.
Me
I
neither.
Have the taste. It's so
I don't
good.
Like it.
You don't like a Michelada?
It's a weird looking drink.
But have you tried
good.
It?
No, I haven't tried it. I haven't had the guts to try it.
That's tahini.
Tahini on the rim, and it's delicious. You put the beer inside there, and
it's got tomato juice and
like the Modelo that goes inside of it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I did not acquire.
I don't like the Michelada. I like the cerveza, and that's it.
Yeah, so I go with the Michelada, and then I get the helmet nachos because I don't like the dog.
Right.
And then I get
extra jalapeno.
No jalapeno.
No extra jalapeno.
Oh, you got extra
jalapeno. No jalapeno.
Oh, no, tons of jalapeno.
Do you understand who I am?
Maximum jalapeno. Don't feel bad because I won't eat jalapeno.
Come on.
That's right,
Pepe. You don't like spicy?
No.
But
really?
Also,
really?
Wow. You have to get the helmet soft serve, too.
Right. You bring the helmets home.
Yeah, I do bring the helmets home. After. We use them for soup and cereal.
So I always bring the souvenir. I bring the souvenir cups home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I was in the cupboard last night. We probably have 40 souvenir cups from the Rams.
Nice.
Because you get it every time.
We get it every time. But the other thing is, when we're walking out of the stadium, I'm the one. I see other cups that people have
left.
That's
gross.
And I pick them up.
You call it.
Don't I me. So they go in the washing machine.
Yeah,
but you got to touch them right there.
They go in the dishwasher and put them in your car.
I carry it and I put it in the dishwasher and then I get a clean souvenir cup.
Are they hand sanitizer with you?
Plastic.
Plastic. No.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got all the souvenir cups you could ever want.
How many? You're at every Rams game.
I don't collect stuff like that.
No, that's ridiculous.
No, I don't collect.
I'm not collecting them. I don't have a collection. I just have a bunch of them.
I just have
stop on the side and pick up other people's. That's
you are collecting.
No, I'm not collecting. Yes. I'm just picking them up and then using them. I'm not collecting cups.
How many do you have at home?
40.
That's collecting.
That's collecting.
No, I just have a series
Anything
of
over
cups.
Five.
It's just a series,
series of moments.
The Marco 40 in one season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
One season.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yeah. What are you going to do with them? Get them signed?
I use them all the time.
Use them all the time.
No,
okay.
I just use them.
Great for parties,
Yeah,
right?
They're good to have around.
There you go. Yeah.
Dodgers have James Outman to the plate now with nobody out in the second inning. Dodgers lead 2-0 to kick off the second. Miles Mikolas still on the mound for St. Louis.
I think Altman's going to have a big year.
Isn't that a bad name for a baseball
Altman's
player?
Gonna have
a
big
agree
year.
With you.
Yeah, I think
you,
he has he has no expectations. He doesn't have to do anything.
I completely agree with you. And you know what? He's also at that point where guys all of a sudden make big jumps in their career.
The second year.
You
either go sophomore slump or you just shoot off.
I think he's going to shoot off.
Because nobody has anything expectations, and they strikes out swinging on a bad pitch. That was not what I was saying.
You guys did that. See, you heard
talking about. Let's stop talking guys up.
Yeah, that was.
But
a
I
bad
do think Outman's gonna have a really big year.
I do too. I think he's gonna be big.
His name is Outman.
Outman.
Yeah, Outman.
Oh,
that's bad for baseball.
Bad for you know, he's had a pretty good.
I'm just saying that's.
But you know, I was thinking about this as I was coming in, so. We always talk about the $1.2 billion, or $1.3, I guess it is now, that the Dodgers have spent.
With Will Smith, it's $1.4.
$1.4. So it's interesting that the Dodgers still have homegrown players as part of their mix.
Yep.
Will Smith, obviously homegrown. James Outman, homegrown. Gavin Lux, homegrown. Am I missing somebody?
Yeah, Clayton Kershaw.
Clayton Kershaw, homegrown, right.
Walker Buehler, who's getting close.
Yeah, who threw four innings, simulated game on Monday, and Dave Roberts said he's close to going out on a minor league rehab.
And Max Muncy kind of is.
Kind of. He was a four-A guy. Chris Taylor
kind of is. Kike. Like,
They sort of grabbed those guys. Yeah. They didn't come up through the system, but they were in somebody else's system.
Like, we got them and put them into our system, and then they came up.
Right.
So,
what was your point?
My point was that it's not just the $1.3 billion or $1.4. It's also that the farm system has delivered on a consistent basis really, really exceptional players.
Well, that's how sport works. I mean, you really can't buy an entire team. You can buy some great pieces. I don't care how much it costs, but you're still going to have to grow your own talent.
Yeah, Bobby Miller, by the way. Yeah. Also
Bobby Miller.
Gavin Stone is in starting rotation.
Emmett Chia. I mean, all those guys, yeah.
So, Greg.
Yes.
You do the
Blue Review.
The Blue Review every day. The problem with the Dodgers that I see is the infield.
Yes, absolutely.
The infield, especially second and third base.
Sure.
Because I like Mookie. But the
you like Mookie
and
short.
Yeah.
He's struggling a little bit defensively.
But you need to have two good guys there. If you don't, then you're going to have a problem.
Did you say he's struggling?
As defensively at shortstop, yes.
How many games so far? In?
No, it's still very, very early.
Yeah,
but
very early.
Right now he's having a tough time. He'll be fine.
Yeah,
but he's struggling right now.
Okay, all right.
In 1988, when the Dodgers won the World Cup.
Yes,
the
World Series.
Second base was Lux. The shortstop was Bill Russell.
Yeah.
And the third base was El Pingüino.
Yes.
Okay. Bill Russell wasn't the great shortstop. But they had very good second baseman and say. And that helped a lot. So the Dodgers could won the World Series.
The other
you remember
thing.
That?
I mean, sure. I wasn't alive, so you...
Greg was alive.
Yeah, but it's in the book. I mean, you weren't alive. I wasn't alive when Christopher Columbus came. How many times I have to tell you that?
Right. Amerigo Vespucci, were you alive when he came? When he...
Right.
Get so mad.
Lost me. Pepe gets so worked up over this. Yes.
No, I mean, I know history.
The interesting thing about that is we'll never see that kind of continuity on a team again.
How many years? They were together like 8 years.
I think it was 7 or 8 years that infield was all together, so they played well together. And Bill Russell was not a plus defender, but he was a solid defender.
Very solid.
And I think that we're going to find out if Mookie Betts can handle the shortstop position and Gavin Lux. At second base can hold it down. They've already juggled that once. Gavin Lux is on the plate right now, 3-2 count.
And by the way, he has 41 pitches already for Miles Mikolas. Ooh, that
taken
was
taken for a really tough strike.
No, that was on the
we need
that was
robots.
The, that was dotted. That
I
want
to see your robots.
Yeah, that was a really tough strike right there.
Hey, did you make Mythical Money last night?
Oh, yeah, I bet Mythical Money. $10,000 Mythical Dollars on the Lakers -4.5 versus Memphis. Yeah, I won that thing.
You did win that bet. We can talk a little bit after Wheel of Questions.
Yes.
But Prize Picks is our official sponsor of Mythical Money, and it's the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710 and use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
All right, there you have it. Coming up next for you, we'll spin the wheel of questions. We'll keep you up to date on the Dodgers. We'll do some Lakers coming up, too. Mason and Ireland show. It is me. It is DeMarco. It is Bergman. It is Pepe. We are live at Clearman's Galley on Rosemead Boulevard in San Gabriel. You're all invited out here, 710 ESPN. Spinning the wheel of questions live from Clearman's Galley in San Gabriel, and the Dodgers are up 2-0. Third inning, top of the third. Got a question right here. DeMarco. You ready?
There we go. Shoot.
Okay. Would you rather have to say anything that comes to your mind or say nothing at all?
Like forever?
Forever. Would you rather have to say whatever is on your mind, or you have to be quiet forever? Which
just had
choose?
This discussion. I think all of us that are on radio got in trouble when we were kids for talking too much. So true. I'd rather say the first thing that popped into my head.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't think I can be quiet.
Bergman?
Very dangerous for
it
me
is
to
dangerous,
say that.
Sure.
In my position, that is a very dangerous thing. I think I'm going to shut up. I'm not going to say anything forever.
For the rest of your life?
That will be the end.
That's it.
No conversations anyway.
Do you promise?
You should promise.
Wow.
Yeah, I think there's just too many things that I know in my brain that I would just spit out, and I don't want it out.
Pepe, what about you?
I'm with DeMarco.
Let it rip.
Yeah.
Totally.
I don't know that I'm holding much back.
Really?
There's something.
Oh, no, you are.
Yeah. But not a lot.
The problem is,
do you think I'm holding a lot back?
Okay, if someone asks you a question leading you to a place that you don't want to go, you have to say it because it's the first thing on your mind.
Correct.
And so you wouldn't be able to do that.
Oh, you just scared me. What is going on in your head that you want to be quiet?
I know things about you that you don't want on
I know things about you that you don't want on air.
You actually don't. But that's actually, you do.
Yes,
no, you 100% do.
That is very
mischievous.
We're Peter apart. I worry about you.
Again, this is why I don't want to say anything in the top of my head.
But we're in radio, so we have to just let it rip.
Yeah, we do for the most part. But there's things, you know, that we just kind of keep
I think who you are really comes out in traffic, too. Like when you're sitting in traffic.
Oh, really?
Who you are really comes out then when you're sitting in traffic.
I'm a very angry human being.
See, your inner Archie Bunker pops right out, doesn't it?
Yeah. I am not an angry driver.
Oh,
even
no.
In traffic?
I'm a super mellow driver.
There's just the worst thing has come out of my
super
mouth.
Super mellow. I'm in no hurry. I can get home.
I don't believe that. You don't let people merge.
What do you mean that's not even true?
That's completely not even true. We've been talking about the guys trying to cut in the line in front of me.
Right. I merge early. I'm an early merger.
So laid back.
Because I don't want it to be a lot of trouble. Late mergers are causing problems on the road.
Point.
Late
mergers. You're not late back. Have a martini.
Not having a martini.
Have a martini. See, everybody thinks that DeMarco is such a great, calm, wonderful guy.
He is.
Off the air and in a car and traffic.
No, I'm cool.
Totally different person.
I'm mostly like Mason, but if I got to get someplace and there's traffic for no reason, yeah, the inner Archie Bunker will pop out.
You played on the defensive line. You had to get to a place.
I can go there.
Yeah.
But I didn't have to get to be there just to play. It's a different deal. Yeah, but I can go there.
You can go there.
I can go there. I can go to the dark side.
There's times where I'm afraid of you. So, yeah.
So, I want to... Oh,
really?
Pepe.
Oh, yeah. No.
Pepe. I want to get something Pepe. Pepe said he's got things to say about Shohei that we're not going to like.
Uh-oh.
What?
So, Pepe, the stage is yours.
No, because you guys been talking about...
Everyone's on their microphones and let Pepe talk.
Okay. What happens is this, okay? Shohei says that he didn't know anything.
Right.
The feds or whomever is investigating
this,
they already know that the other guy was lying because he didn't go to the university, he didn't play.
Sure.
Okay, so Shohei didn't know that?
Yes, I think Shohei didn't know that.
Really?
Do you think Shohei knew that he was faking going to UCI?
Okay.
So why would you think he'd know that?
Wait, so...
Oh, someone just said home run.
Is that the Dodgers?
Hey!
Mookie!
You just made up for your baseball card.
Hey! Bottom of the third. First home run of the year for the Dodgers. Second home run for Mookie Betts. First home run at Dodgers Stadium.
Yes.
Second home run overall for Mookie Betts.
Wow.
And now, guess who comes up to the plate?
Oh!
The guy that... Pepe does not like.
We have
Pepe
to,
hates Shohei.
No, I don't. I don't hate. I don't hate Shohei. Just think about it. I mean, they're going to ask him questions. Like, wasn't he supposed to be his best friend? They said that at one point.
He was his best friend.
Okay, so if DeMarco is my best friend, I'm going to find out what is he doing.
You're going to find out if he worked for the Boston Red Sox?
He tells me. I went to Washington.
Oh. I know my best friends, so I know not to trust what they say. That's why we're best friends.
Right, yeah.
But you know that they're not going to tell you a lie by telling you that he went to UCLA.
I'm the guy they lie to the most.
No, but not in that way.
Well, I mean, it does not shock me that a guy lied to Shohei and he bought it.
Right.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Not only that, they're going to ask him, when did you meet him?
3-0 on Shohei.
You know what I'm saying? When did you meet him? How come... When did he become your best friend?
Right.
Things like that, okay?
Oh, sure.
Things are going to come to light.
3-0 pitch to Shohei.
That was right down the middle.
He had the green light to go right there, 3-0.
So those questions and the lawyers and everybody, they're going to be asking him questions that are going to compromise his answers, Steve.
But what if the easiest answer is Shohei takes ball 4, so he moves to first base following a Mookie Betts home run.
And here comes Friedman.
Try and hold off on the play-by-play.
I'm not really doing it. I'm just summing up a batter.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But here's the thing.
I'm not in that camp, Pepe.
Pepe, have you never had a friend that lied to you?
Yeah, but not my best friend. My very best friend.
Wait.
Because we did a lot of things together.
Did Shohei say, this is my best friend? Or did the other guy say,
he did.
Shohei's my best friend?
Well, they were together constantly.
And then... didn't Shohei had like accountants and things like that?
Sure.
But because if I'm your best
Freddy.
Friend,
Freddie just went deep. Oh no!
Warning track.
Go!
This can't be real.
2-run bomb for Freddie Freeman.
Let's go, Freddie!
3 runs altogether already.
Yeah. That's now 3 RBIs.
3 altogether.
Yep.
He's going. He's going to have so many this year.
So many RBIs.
What, 137 to go.
5
wow.
to nothing.
137 to go. Right. You said 140.
Exactly.
Okay.
There you go.
Might get them all in one game.
By the way, I think it'll be interesting to see, and I think it's going to be very quiet on this Ipe front for a while. I don't think we're going to know anything for a long time. I think we're all going to forget about it to some degree.
I'm with you.
There might be news near the end of the season, at the end of the summer, after the season, but I don't think it's going to affect what we're seeing on the field on a day-to-day basis with the Dodgers.
It ends one way with this guy in jail.
Well,
the happiest guy in L.A. is your guy, Dave Roberts. No one's talking about him right now.
Exactly.
No one's talking about
actually,
him.
Actually, if we're talking about him,
except
it's about
for
him saying
Chris,
like he
did, Chris Morales.
He's making moves. He's actually making decisions that he has to make for the team. He moved Mookie Betts over to shortstop. He moved Yamamoto to the third spot. Like, he's just making these different decisions it's all positive things.
Right. He's making them without any help.
Yeah, that's
he's just completely making things.
Without any help.
But we're giving him credit, right?
Without any help.
Yeah. I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. But
so Dave moved Mookie to short.
That's what I'm
just
I want
on
it to
his
be
own.
That way. I want it to be that
there
way.
There was so, no yes. Andrew Friedman.
Andrew Friedman actually didn't know it was going to happen.
Didn't oh, really?
Until Dave showed
really?
Come on.
Dave told him. Until Dave told him. He had no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, it's his last year.
Did you already had a martini? Did you already had a martini?
Yeah, you're talking.
You probably did because what you're saying doesn't make any sense.
This is your show, too.
By right. the way, Pepe, you saw the Bob Marley movie, right?
Yes.
His best friend was the guy that was stealing from him, and he had no idea.
By the way, this happens all the time.
All the time.
All the time. All the time. Oh, this is different, though.
I don't want Shohei to be guilty.
Oh, you do.
Right.
No, I don't. I love to see Shohei. I really do. But I have to think and think and think, and the more I think about it, I start saying, well, what about the people around and the lawyers and the people that are investigating this? Do you think they're going to say, oh, I believe you?
Fuck
no, they're going to go around okay. worse
that,
than me.
What's that razor thing again that Travis
Occam's
brought up?
Occam's razor.
It seems like
Occam's razor getting a lot of play on the radio.
The farther we get as humans, it's like sometimes the simplest answer is the right answer.
Yeah.
It's not not everything's a conspiracy. You
Ipe,
know what I mean?
Yeah. Ipe yeah. lied about who he was.
But
I'm really close to Shohei.
I'm going
to
tell you what can happen, okay? There is a say that in Spanish that says con dinero baila el perro, and you know what that means in English? With the money dances the dog, which means that whomever has money controls everything. Think about the past people with money that got away with it.
Right. Dodgers are up 5-0. We're live from Clearman's Galley in San Gabriel, and the house is full. Dodger blue everywhere. Hey, right now be caller number 7 at 877-710-ESPN. You win a pair of tickets to Fight Club OC, an amazing night of fights happening Thursday, April 4 at the Hangar in Costa Mesa. Plus, you qualify to win the Tequila Mandala Fight Night Experience, which includes ringside tickets, Mandala bottle service, and more.
Come on.
Caller number 7 right now wins, 877-710-ESPN. And by the way, you can get your tickets to Fight Club OC at SoCalFights.com. Use promo code ESPNLA for $15 off. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about my friend Jacob Imrani. So I've worked with Jacob for a decade. One thing we're talking about, Carlo is a new dad. Jorge's a new dad, guys we know around here. Jacob is like dad of the year. His kids are everywhere with him. They are super respectful, really smart, great at sport, all that stuff. Jacob's a great dad. And I say that because he's a regular guy. I mean, you call Jacob, they're going to pick up the phone, and you're going to get Jacob. Your case is not going to be farmed out to some lesser experienced attorney. Your case is going to be immediately dealt with by Jacob. He'll deal with the insurance company for you. He will make sure you get doctor's appointments. He will make sure that you get the compensation that you deserve. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. I'll remember.
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com, and don't forget to follow Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.